From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Tuesday, January 14th. The U.S. is currently in the grip of the worst outbreak of bird flu in recorded history. In response, Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency last month. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more on the status of the outbreak in Butte County.
There have been two cases of avian influenza, or bird flu, in the county. The first was detected in a backyard flock of chickens, the second in a commercial game flock of waterfowl for hunting clubs. The virus has spread from birds to cows and humans in some parts of the state, but so far, no human cases have been detected in Butte County. Despite how widespread the outbreak is, Butte County Public Health Information Officer Lisa Almaguer says there's a very low risk of catching bird flu.
Honestly, you have a greater risk of getting the seasonal influenza, COVID, or RSV right now, especially during this time.
She says the county monitors for signs of the disease in humans, while state and federal agencies track it in animals. Monitoring in humans includes laboratory testing of influenza samples, observing people who've been exposed to infected birds for symptoms, and keeping track of the virus in wastewater. Almaguer says 95% of wastewater sites in California that track this data have detected bird flu, but she says it's hard to say exactly what that percentage means.
CDPH is working towards a better understanding of these findings, as there's currently no way to differentiate between animal and human infections in wastewater.
She recommends chicken owners take precautions. That includes vigorous hand washing after handling the birds and wearing protective equipment like gloves and a face mask. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Stutson.
In other news, a new sober living home has opened in Reading. The nonprofit Good News Rescue Mission unveiled their Gold Street Sober Living Home during a ribbon-cutting ceremony last week. The organization serves unhoused people in Shasta County. The four-bedroom home will house seven men coming out of the organization's Good News Rescue Mission recovery program. Officials say that the home will give occupants a chance to rebuild their lives and get back on their feet. And the Reading Planning Commission will consider renaming Squaw Creek Court at its meeting today. The current name contains a slur historically used against Indigenous women. A state law passed in 2022 prohibited the word in geographical features and requires renaming any that use that word. The new name proposed for the street is Mem Court. Mem means water in the native Wintu language. Also, the people of Paradise are being asked what they think the rebuilding focus should be in the town over the next 5 years. As NSPR's Anthony Vosick reports, officials are asking residents to express their needs and concerns in an online survey.
The information will be used to create the Housing and Urban Development Plan for Paradise. The funds for this five-year plan come from a federal community development block grant. The town has been receiving these types of grants since 1994. Activities they fund must benefit lower-income residents or prevent conditions that pose a serious threat to the health of the community. Paradise is planning to use the funds to further post-campfire rebuilding efforts. The anonymous survey will remain open for the next month.
That was NSPR's Anthony Vosick. Additionally, the man charged with starting the park fire could go to trial this summer. The Chico Enterprise Record reports Ronnie Dean Stout on Friday chose to forego a preliminary hearing. This advances the case to trial, with a possible start date in June. Stout was arrested and charged with intentional arson after allegedly pushing a burning vehicle into a gully in Chico last summer, igniting the park fire. The fire burned nearly 430,000 acres across multiple counties and is California's fourth largest wildfire on record. And finally, dry weather is expected over the next week. As NSPR's Ken Duvall reports, sunny days could even last the rest of the month.
It's unlikely the North State will see any rain until at least next week. That's due to a blocking high-pressure ridge off the coast that's deflecting Pacific storms northward toward Canada. According to the National Weather Service, it's not unusual to have prolonged dry periods during the winter. The rainy season typically begins in November and tapers off in March or April. And there's still time for a few good storms to produce a wet year. However, how this lack of rain and snow will affect the Sierra snowpack going into spring is also difficult to predict. The most recent survey made by the Department of Water Resources measured the snowpack at 9% below average at Phillips Station near Lake Tahoe, but it was 8% above average in the state overall. The rain disparities between the north and south ends of the state have been extreme this year. According to CalMatters, Northern California started with a bang, but Southern California saw the second driest year in 150 years of record keeping. For NSPR News, I'm Ken DeVall.
And those were your headlines for Tuesday, January 14th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.